Blaine County started testing a sample of residents for COVID-19 antibodies in April, and some of the initial results are in. Rachel Cohen has more.
Of the nearly 1,000 Blaine County residents tested, 23% had COVID-19 antibodies. In Ketchum, it was 35%. Colleen McLaughlin is an epidemiologist at the Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences, which ran the study.
It confirms what we expected to find, but it is much, much higher than a lot of other areas of the country.
Antibodies usually show whether someone has developed immunity to a virus. They also tell if the person had the virus in the past, even if they didn't know it at the time. For COVID-19, researchers aren't yet sure if antibodies mean immunity. McLaughlin says the study results can't yet be applied to the county population as a whole because the sample might not be completely representative of the county.
Because they were volunteers and it wasn't a random sample, we can't make any inference beyond the people that were tested yet.
For example, the county's Latino population was underrepresented in the sample, so the scientists are working on statistical models to account for factors like that. And this research isn't over. The epidemiologists are looking into why some people in a household test positive for COVID-19 when others test negative, and how the county's epidemiological curve matches up with their findings. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.